ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Gagass episode number 278. And I am GBD here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, I am joined by the lovely Wombat.
Hello, it's me. Hello.
And, I've got about a spot. And I said, and that means you stop singing. And Shipwreck.
I don't know what that music is. Who is that?
Me neither.
That's Todd Rundgren.
And of course, singing over whatever music that I just put on is going to sound really good.
Maybe you're going to use Todd Rundgren.
Maybe you should just use... You've never heard the song Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren.
I did. I know Hello, It's Me from Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I know that one.
Just
Hello. Sing that one.
That's just Let's Hello. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
That sounds pretty much like the same song that you just sang before.
But you know why? Because I'm tone deaf.
Yes, I can tell. It's very clear.
It is. That is clear. But really, you've never heard that song.
No.
As a 40-year-old man, I find that hard to believe.
I'm telling you. I never liked Todd Rundgren. Is that so hard to believe?
I don't like the way his last name is spelled.
I can't spell it, so I don't like his music.
That is logical to me. I mean, that's pretty much the same reason I don't like it either. He sounds dirty, doesn't he?
He sounds just he claimed to be Liv Tyler's dad for like 20 years or something crazy like that.
I don't like that guitarist, Yvenge Malmsteen or whatever his name is.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know who you're talking about.
Can't spell his name. Don't like him.
Mm. Can you spell my name?
Yes. I can't. I can't spell your address for the second time. For the second time, and not so many, overall tries. I've mailed something to Wombat and have it come back to me because I reversed two of the numbers in his address. Even though I have it right in my address book, I still can't seem to. I must be dyslexic or something.
You could have selective dyslexia.
Yes, but it always comes back to me. It just takes a little while, like a month or so. It's pretty amazing that the U.S. Post Office can't... I got your name right. I got everything right, except in the three-digit number, I reversed two of the numbers, the last two numbers.
In my house number. You should be more specific. It wasn't like a zip code or...
No, it was your house number. You think that your postman could have figured that out.
Well, my postman doesn't know my name, so...
Obviously.
I should be more friendly is really what it comes down to.
Right, you would get all your misaddressed mail then,
which I'm sure happens more often than I probably want to care about.
Right, so welcome to the show, everybody. I am if you remember when we last spoke, I was on my way to the Philippines for a short little trip with the family, and I like the Philippines. I would recommend that for somebody who
is that where is that where
here.
Balut is from? Is that a Philippine
Balut? Is that a food?
It's a food.
We didn't like really see much of the actual Philippines because we stayed at a resort. So I couldn't tell you too much about the Philippines in general, except that at this resort, the resort was very nice, Shangri-La Resort. And they, Wombat, you would appreciate this.
Okay.
This is your type of situation. So they made a mistake on our room reservation. And we wound up getting the presidential suite.
Nice.
The nicest room in the resort. They hooked it up.
Did you get some money knocked off then too? Because that would have been how Wombat would have handled that.
You asked for money off also in addition to the presidential suite?
No, you asked for the presidential suite at the room rate that you reserved.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't ask for anything. They just offered the.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Suite. Like they made the mistake. They should give it. They shouldn't charge you more for the presidential.
No, they didn't charge.
Oh, okay.
They didn't charge
you. Yeah.
Of course.
Definitely. Then I'm on board.
You're on board. Anyway, it was pretty awesome. And you only have to drive past maybe 15 minutes of crushing poverty to get past the resort. So if you fly in at nighttime, you really don't even see very much of the poverty. But it is, during the day, when you fly out during the daytime, it's amazing. You know, our flight was we had to wake up really early. So we're out at like 5:30 in the morning. We're driving to the airport. And everybody's awake. Everybody's on the street, like, getting ready for their day.
Did you have Thai with you, or was it just, like, a couple's weekend getaway?
No, we had Thai.
Oh, okay. What does Thai do all day?
What does he do? He went swimming. It was a resort, so there's a lot of pools. There's a beach, a very nice beach.
He plays plumber crack.
He played some plumber crack, of course. They had, actually, this adventure zone, which was, like, this big indoor thing with slides and ropes and things.
Okay, now I get. Okay, you got me. I'm on board.
Awesome. It's good for people who live in Asia. It's too far for really anybody else. But so Sideshow Comedy wrote in and he said, as a fat guy, I'm curious about the food in the Philippines. I mean, you know, we ate at the resort, so I had a calzone that was really good. I'm not sure if that's a Filipino.
I don't believe that authentic. No, I don't think so.
It might have been a Filipino calzone.
I'm pretty sure balut is from the Philippines.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I know
it's a fertilized duck embryo still in the egg.
I see. Yeah, I had some pork though. That was really good. Roasted pork with like the crunchy skin. That's the best. But anyway, yeah, that was good. I have a video of the room because the room was pretty crazy. I just need to upload it to YouTube, which I will do at some point. And yeah, it was a nice little trip. It's only four and a half hour flight, which when you live in Japan, that's really good. You know, we don't have the luxury of just flying down to Florida, you know, for 3 hours like you guys. But anyway, it's great to be back here. What have you guys been up to? Nothing? Whole lot of nothing?
Well, Laura and Sabrina went away for the weekend, leaving me home alone with Elliot.
Which is how you finished Mass Effect.
Which is how I finished Mass Effect. I kind of set up, you both have been in my house, so I don't have to describe too much, but I set up the living room in a way where Elliot couldn't escape, where I kind of made it, instead of having like a small playpen for Elliot, I made a big playpen for the both of us.
So you took a big like refrigerator box and put it over Elliot, and then you could play Mass Effect.
I kind of arranged furniture in a way where it kind of became an enclosed space.
So he couldn't see the television?
No, he could see the TV. He doesn't know what he's watching. He's only 10 months old.
Right.
But I set it up so he would have toys to play with and, you know, not really. He just likes to be able to see me, or at some points he would like grab on my kneecap. But yeah, it was pretty cool. We had a good time.
That's nice.
Yeah. We had fun. I bought him the Little People Bat Cave.
I don't know about that.
He really enjoyed that. He still enjoys that. So he got to play around with his Little People Bat Cave, and I got to play Mass Effect. It was really a win-win situation for my man's weekend.
Was the ending as bad as everybody says?
We could jump right into that.
I mean, yeah, we should.
Yes.
I got to know. It's not as bad, right? People are overreacting.
It's not that people are overreacting. I can understand the reaction. I think that the length it's been taken to is definitely might be a bit too far, but the ending is terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, the ending is terrible. No. The ending is terrible, and it doesn't even fit with the rest of the game. Like, it doesn't even make sense. In the context of what you just did for 40 hours, it doesn't make sense.
Like Batman shows up and saves the day.
It might as well have been that. It's like, I'm going back to my home planet now. Bye, Poochie.
Poochie. Do they just hold up a piece of paper in front of the screen?
It might as well have been the Poochie ending. Yeah.
Is it just Jessica? Let me guess. It's Jessica Chobot's character is holding up a newspaper, and then it just writes the ending out and like the headline and the lead story.
The headline is Shepherd kills Reapers.
Coming up, Shepherd saves the galaxy.
Yep, and with Dewey beats Truman on there as well.
Right.
Yeah, it is
terrible.
It is kind of terrible. Like, you need to experience it for yourself so we could just really dissect it and discuss it.
I understand. But they said they're coming out with some DLC.
I'm curious to know what they do. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of unanswered questions, but the ending itself, it felt rushed, I don't know if is the correct word.
You felt shortchanged.
I feel like they didn't know how to end it, and this is like they put words into a machine, and this is what came out.
they haven't known how to end any of them, though. There were people complaining about the ending in the last one.
Right, I didn't like the big Terminator boss battle.
Well, no, that was not the ending, though. That was just the boss fight. There's a difference between a boss fight and an ending. Right, but the way Mass Effect 2 ends is that it really doesn't end. I mean, you kind of gets you ready for Mass Effect 3, if anything. So I guess you could get away with a lousy ending in Mass Effect 2 because it's not the end. It's like the ending of Empire Strikes Back. It doesn't really end.
True. Yeah.
I think video game endings are hard. There's not very many of those that are very good.
No,
it's really hard. It's hard because, especially when you have a 40-hour story, that's, you know, it's obviously the the meat of the story would not take 40 hours to tell somebody, but because you have all the side quests and stuff, it just stretches the length out of the story sort of, you know, unnaturally. And that's why it's hard to end, I think.
Yeah, no, there are many, even, you know, great games that told amazing stories. I don't think BioShock had the greatest ending.
Oh, it did, yeah, but then it kept going.
Forgot to actually
Right, end. They had a good ending to that game, and then it just kept going.
But exactly, I think I agree with you. I think video games were the end. I don't think that the final, you know, whatever it is, 5 to 10 minutes of that game takes away from the 140 hours prior. That's all three games combined that I played in that game. Do I think it ruins it for me? No, it doesn't. I may, if I had the time, I would very happily play the game again. But I don't think I really have the time for that. So it's not a question of, so that's where I think people may have taken it a little too far. I don't think it deserves the negative reviews the game got because of the ending. You don't like the ending, that doesn't make the game a 2 out of 10. You don't like the ending.
I don't think anybody, who gave it a 2 out of 10?
User reviews. Haven't you been to Amazon?
Oh, is it really? It's totally bombed?
It's totally bombed. Every review is like 1 star.
I did not know that.
And it's all because of the end. So, yeah, it's a little, it's misleading, and it's not fair to the game as good as it is. Don't get me wrong.
It's 2.5 stars.
Yeah. And no, this is not a 2.5 star game. Right. It's also on sale for $49.99.
And
I guess that 2.5 stars has hurt sales.
Well, I look forward to finishing the game and discussing with you
I want to discuss it in length so we could really talk about, you know, yeah, did BioWare and EA do a lot wrong? Yeah. But we could discuss that, and we've talked about that enough, and we could discuss it further another time.
Okay. What else we got here? You want to do some show feedback?
I could do some show feedback. Lightning War asks, how is $3,000 a week supplementary income, Wombat? I'm not sure how many people are on the Giant Bombcast to split it between, but I'd like to be in your tax bracket if $150,000 is supplementary income. I think I got this from a handful of people, so I guess I need to explain it a little further. It would be $3,000 a week divided by again, a wild assumption. We don't even know what the number would be. So we came to a conclusion of $3,000 a week for the Giant Bombcast. We, based off of what we think their listenership number is, based off of a CPM that might be possible. There are 5 hosts on that show, so it's now $3,000 divided by 5. Plus the cost of keeping the show up, plus the cost, I mean, some of that money would probably just go to Giant Bomb to begin with, so there would be money that would probably go towards things like keeping the lights on.
They'd lose money at the end of it. They owe money at the end of that.
I think they'd be lucky to walk away with maybe an extra $200 per person if the show was, you know, so successful, like you guys are doing a great job being able to do a show that's so well listened to and can bring in a sponsor. Here's maybe an extra $200 a week. So yes, supplementary income.
All right.
Unless you can live on $200 a week, GP, can you?
No. My breakfast cost $200.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I had a 17-egg omelet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. That's really
gross. I had some nice omelets in the Philippines, though.
Yeah, balut?
No. Regular omelets. In Japan, when they make an omelet, they make it all runny. I hate that.
Mm.
You need to go to a really westernized place to get a properly cooked omelet.
Can't you just say to, you know, cook the eggs? Can you give them instruction?
I guess I could do that. I just go to the places that know how to make it.
Well, that probably helps.
I travel to the Philippines to get all my omelets. I flew them in from the Philippines.
I had eggs for breakfast this morning.
Yum.
Yeah, scrambled eggs with green tomatilla sauce on it. Very good.
Great.
Yep. You just wanted to say tomatilla.
Just want to say tomatilla sauce.
Why don't you say that B word still again? Here. One more time. Say that B word. You need to fit that one in.
No, I said it 3 times. 3 times is the limit. Don't you know by now?
If you say it 3 times, then the food actually appears.
Exactly. Ugh, I don't want that shit. Bickle said in regards to Kelly in Mass Effect 2, she doesn't give the paramour achievement and the cutscene isn't involved as other romances, but she does lie down in bed with you. And someone actually posted the YouTube clip. So apparently she does some sort of freaky dance at the end of the game if she survives. Although it's not considered a proper romance, I guess, in the canon, maybe? Because you don't get
who are you to judge?
Because you don't get the achievement?
No, maybe she just does a striptease.
No, I've watched the video. That dance is weird.
Oh.
Yeah. But so I guess it's a romance, but maybe it's not a romance.
Maybe it's just a hand job.
Exactly.
That's why you don't get the achievement.
Mm-hmm. And Backlash had to say, wait, Ship drank a Dr. Pepper? I thought those gave him the runs. I remembered that as well.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
What's the deal?
I went and took a dump when I was at MLG.
Oh, that's probably not a good place to do that.
It's a large convention center. It was fine. I don't have to lay on the floor every time I take a dump like you do, Cheapy.
I don't have to do that either. But I prefer to not do it in a convention center if I can avoid it.
I have no problems pooping in public. That's not a thing that bothers me.
It's not a problem for me, but I just prefer to be on the home court, you know?
I like home field advantage, too.
Of course. I tried to explain that to Ty, all about home field advantage, because, you know, I mean, it's a good thing to learn. You might as well learn it young. I'm not sure he really understood. He just doesn't like to go to the bathroom. He just denies ever having to go to the bathroom, which is pretty annoying.
I was in the supermarket with Sabrina, and she decided that she needed to use the potty, so I took her to the supermarket bathroom. And right. As soon as we walked in there, she goes, I don't want to go to this potty.
It smells bad in here, Papa.
Exactly.
Yeah, Ty has to do that sometimes. There's a lot of outdoor bathrooms in Japan, like public bathrooms, but they're not horrible. Like, there's not like shit on the floor or anything, but they don't smell particularly good. And, you know, sometimes you can smell it before you even get into the bathroom, and you can watch Ty's face just like... You just watch that frown form when he has to walk
that,
in there.
That might be my advantage then, because I have a horrible sense of smell.
Aha! That smell is most of the battle.
Now we know why you live in Cincinnati.
Hey, that commercial on the radio here in Cincinnati says this is one of the top three places to visit in the United States.
Top three?
That's what it says.
What are the top two? New York, L.A.? No, I mean,
nope,
what about
nope,
like Grand Canyon?
Those weren't on the list. They specifically say that it's not New York or L.A. It's Cincinnati. Oh, that's right in my backyard. What can we do?
What is there to do?
We can take shits in convention centers.
Mm-hmm. That was in Columbus.
Go to Kentucky.
Oh, how was MLG? Let's talk about that now.
We talked about that last week.
We talked about it last week at length.
Right. How was the toilet, though? We didn't talk about that.
We didn't. The toilet was... It was okay.
Not only did we talk about it at length, we're actually circling about around a comment that someone made about us talking about it.
I know. I forgot that the... Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, we also talked about our new segment called Watch This, Bitches. So, bitches, did you watch Drive?
No.
I watched.
I watched
Adventureland. I didn't watch Drive though.
Oh,
Adventureland.
That's based on an amusement park on Long Island called Adventureland.
Set in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, set in Pennsylvania. Movie takes.
I don't think the park is Is Adventureland still there?
Adventureland is still there. That is a fact.
My friend fell off the. They have a miniature golf course, and one of the holes is on a pier. It's actually on the water, on a dock rather.
That's a good place for a dock.
It's like they make an artificial thing of a lake there, and they put a dock with a hole on it. And my friend fell off the dock into the water. It's pretty embarrassing.
That is funny. That's a great story.
So watch Drive, bitches.
So I watched Dinner for Schmucks. Does that count for us anything? That movie?
Why would you waste time watching Dinner for Schmucks?
Because that was on my television. And it wasn't very good. The end, the actual dinner scene is pretty funny, but everything else is pretty boring up to it.
Watch Drive, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not want to watch it because the segment is called Watch This, Bitches, and it's insulting?
No, I didn't watch it because someone would literally have to walk into my house and hand it to me and say, here, put it in.
It's on iTunes. If you had an Apple TV, if we went back to...
Oh, I'm sure I could watch it on my video on demand, on my regular TV too, but it's failed. It's not going to happen.
Failed.
Yep.
All right. How about new releases? Since my bitches won't watch anything,
I'll watch Drive eventually. But
yeah, I want to see it. It's just not gonna, not gonna jump.
Dinner with Schmucks. You're not gonna push a button on your remote to watch it.
It happens to
magically appear on the television.
I also saw that. What was that movie? The movie with the kid who's the son of Poseidon.
Right.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Yes.
It's all fine cinema.
That movie's good.
It's hard to remember.
That movie's good. I like that movie.
That movie's not bad. I agree.
See? There you go. You should watch that movie. You might like it.
Bitches.
Bitches.
I'm not watching anything until you watch my movie.
Oh, are you going to take your ball and go home?
I'm going to take my movie and go home. All right. How about we do the new releases?
Yes, please.
There are a bunch, I see here.
There are?
And I think Shipwreck has played some of these.
I have played some of these. The best game coming out this week is Xenoblade Chronicles, comes out Friday for the Wii. And I've talked about that the last 2 weeks, and it's still really good.
Okay.
It's a good action RPG that has surprisingly nice-looking graphics for the Wii. I would... If you're looking for something to play on the Wii where you don't have to do all kinds of motion controls or whatever, this is a good game. I play it with the just the control pad, and it's both me and Gretchen like playing it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Let's see. What else have I played on here? On Xbox Live Arcade, Grasshopper's manufacturer's new game, Diabolical Pitch. It's a Kinect game, came out.
Ah, oh, is the embargo up?
The embargo's up. I actually have a review done. It just needs to be edited and put up on the site. But
outstanding? I'm guessing, what's better than outstanding? Ultra outstanding?
Yeah, this game's not very good. My arm's sore, though. I played it for like 2 hours last night, which is how long it takes to play. Diabolical Pitch is a game where you play as a professional baseball player who has lost his arm, and he gets a bionic arm, and then he has to fight against demonic mechanical mascot creatures in a carnival by using his bionic arm to throw baseballs at them.
Hmm. So you're doing a lot of throwing.
That is all you do in this game. Well, not quite all.
The only motion you make is a throwing motion?
There's some other motions, but for the most part, you're sitting there, like your character's stationary. It's basically like a shooting gallery. And enemies come on screen, and you just make a throwing motion. And you can kind of aim a little bit left, right, or center. It kind of auto-aims for you, but it doesn't do a great job of auto-aiming. So oftentimes I'll be trying to throw to the left, and the ball will go to the right. You can do this like fine-tune aiming where you like hold your offhand up in the air and it puts a cursor on the screen. But that takes entirely too long. And then if you get a whole bunch of people on the screen at the same time, it's impossible to like actually concentrate on the one you're trying to hit. It always picks the wrong one. Invariably, always the wrong one you're not trying to aim at. But it also has, there's some jumping. You have to dodge by jumping over things or ducking under things. You can catch some projectiles that are thrown at you. So they're all like these quick time events in there. But yeah, mainly it just makes you tired and wonder like who thought it was a good idea for you to just sit there and throw at your TV.
Throw repeatedly.
Like it's just, there's the whole diabolical pitch thing too. Is that you have these super pitches that once your meter gets filled up by throwing normal pitches, you can do some other kind of motion and unleash this powerful super pitch. And there's like, I don't know, I think there's 6 different kinds. The only one I ever used was, I tried them all, but the only one I ever really used was there was like a lightning based attack that like just killed everything on the screen at once.
Right.
Which that seemed useful, but I don't know. This
Diabolical Pitch seems more like a diabolical way to squeeze money out of Microsoft to make a horrible Kinect game.
Like, I get the idea is kind of neat. It just, the Kinect in this type of game is not accurate enough to make it anything more than just swinging your arm at the screen over and over again. So, right. Yeah, I would not recommend Diabolical Pitch.
All right.
And also for Xbox Live Arcade, Pinball Arcade came out. This is from Farsight Studios, the same guys who did the Williams Pinball Collection.
Have you tried it yet?
All right.
I did try Pinball Arcade, and it's got it's $10. It comes with four tables. I'm pretty sure they're going to just keep on adding tables to it. The tables it comes with are Arabian Nights, Black Hole, Ripley's Believe It or Not, which is the first of the game or first of the tables that isn't in one of those previous collections.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the last? The last one has something to do with magic.
Okay. Is it Magic? Not Magic Hat.
It's the one with the chest, the magic chest on the table.
Okay.
It's a new table as well, or it's not, at least not in one of these. It's an existing table, but it hasn't been.
I feel like
before.
I know that pinball table though. I know my pinball.
How does
table.
It compare to Pinball FX?
Well, it plays exactly like the Williams Pinball Hall of Fame. So it's not as fast. It feels a little bit more clinical than Pinball FX does. It's a good game of pinball still. I'm just waiting to see what their DLC strategy is. Because $10 for four tables seems okay, but I already have two of those tables because I have this collection so many times in the past.
But you're a pinball dork.
I am, so I'm going to buy it anyways, is pretty much what that comes down
right.
to. You're right.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have those two tables already, but I kind of want the Ripley's Believe It or Not table.
That table's good.
I know that table's good. I've played the real table.
Yeah.
So, hey, you forget I'm a fucking expert.
I have a pinball. It's in my garage right now.
Is it now?
Not my garage.
No. I wish I had a pinball table.
I wish I had a garage.
Me too. Well, I have one of those. It's full of boxes, though. I can put the table in my minivan.
Great. All right. What else we have?
Theater of Magic is the name of the other table.
There you go. Okay. Yes, I know that game.
Yeah. What else this week? Kinect Star Wars. That came out.
Right.
I'm a Han Solo. Yeah, That's all I know.
Yeah, so that apparently is not very good, is what it looks
like. Why couldn't they get Yoda? Weird Al doing Yoda. That would cost too much?
Then they'd have to pay Weird Al and the Kinks.
Right.
That would be expensive.
They did Princess in a Bottle, though, to the tune of Genie in a Bottle.
Really?
I mean, Princess in a Battle.
But do they change it, the music enough where they don't have to pay anyone?
No, it's the same song. It's the same Genie in a Bottle.
Well, who wrote that song, I guess, is really the question. That's why.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Because it's not like you have to pay Christina Aguilera.
It was John Williams.
All I know is it's bad. I told you Kinect Star Wars was going to be terrible. We all told you that, and you guys ignored us, and we were right.
Nobody ignored us.
Yes, they did. They thought it was going to be good. When they first showed that video at E3, people were so excited. This is it. One-to-one lightsaber. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. No, it looks horrible.
It's still going to sell well, though, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe.
It'll sell well.
All right, what else?
I played some of the Devil May Cry HD collection. That showed up today. That is definitely those games, and it looks crisper. That's pretty much it.
Sweet.
I really like the first one.
I played a little bit of the first one. Yeah.
No desire to revisit those games.
It's tough. Like, I really liked the first one back in the day, too. But
of course.
But going back and playing it now, like, all the camera angles are just driving me nuts. Because it's all that fixed camera, old Resident Evil-style camera, where you're walking one direction, and then all of a sudden the camera fixes to a different view. And so you have to switch.
Your directions are all messed up.
Yeah, your directions are all messed up, and there's people hitting you from off screen.
Wasn't that supposed to be a Resident Evil game at one point, or is that just Urban Legend?
No, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's out. And let's see. I also played on Friday on Xbox Live Arcade, Anomaly Warzone Earth is coming out. And
I don't know what that is.
It's a real-time strategy game. It seems pretty good. It's got this... I've only played the first level, but it's kind of got this... you play, at least on the first level, you play as like just an individual little soldier, and it's all like overhead view. And I was escorting this convoy of vehicles to where they needed to go. And as you're going along, different things will pop up on the map, like on the screen you see them. And so you can go into your little mini map and plan out the route that people are going around these roads. Almost like you're like flipping the tracks on a railroad track. Which I kind of like that mechanic. It was kind of interesting. I'm not a big real-time strategy guy, so I don't know. I'm playing it on casual, so hopefully that helps. But it looks like a quality game. I know it got good reviews when it was on PC.
All right, I will. I'll check out the demo. Anything else here? Let's see. Not really, huh?
I think that's it.
Okay. Very good, then. How about some CAG shopping news? This was just... sort of dropped on me right before we started doing the show when I was looking for CAG bag questions. I did not know that this was happening. Well, I sort of knew that this was happening, but I didn't know the details. So Mr. Grinch 98 writes in and he asks, I was wondering what your thoughts are on the potential sale of GooseX. Everybody remember GooseX? Video game trading website? Do you think the dollar amount is a fair amount and what could this mean to CAG trading? Here's a quick summary of the events. GooseX is being bought out by Secure Logic Corp, an acquisition company, for $150,000. The previous GooseX management all appear via LinkedIn to have new VP jobs at other businesses. The old owners have agreed to an NDA and will not comment on it, and the new owners do not appear eager to show themselves on the forum. Then he goes on to say that Secure Logic does not seem to be the type of company with GooseX long-term interest in mind, and that they... just looking to turn it over, I guess, for a profit. I was really surprised. I mean, I knew I had heard the rumors that GooseX was for sale, and the numbers that I had heard that they were looking for were, you know, a lot higher than that. And I was surprised. I mean, I would have considered buying it, or at least, you know, I would have looked at it. I'm a little offended that nobody even asked me if I was interested in an official way of you know, acquiring GooseX. I mean, would I have probably bought it for that price? I'm probably not, but I would have considered it. I would have liked to see some details, their financials. I don't know. It's pretty weird, don't you think?
Yes. Is that the correct answer?
No, I'm looking for you to talk.
No, I know. It is very interesting. I honestly also thought that GooseX might be worth more than that. But what does Secure Logic... I mean, they're just an acquisition company. They're just going to flip it?
They're looking to flip it, I think. I'll flip it.
Flip it. So maybe you could reach out to Secure Logic and...
I'm not paying more than that. I'm not paying more than they paid for it. I mean, I'm just saying, like, when I the number that I had heard was, you know, twice that. And I, you know, thought right away, like, no way. But I don't know. I would have considered it, you know?
I do like their little dinosaur.
Secure Logic. Oh, the GooseX.
I don't know what Secure Logic's dinosaur looks like. Do they have one too?
It's the same dinosaur, but with a top hat and a monocle.
I don't know. I always told them that the name was not helping them. You know, if they could change one thing, I would change the name. Like, so I can't even remember how to spell it, and I dealt with them on the regular. Anyway, so I don't know what to tell you guys. Yeah, I guess they're just going to flip it. CAG could have owned GooseX. It could have been possible if they merely just reached out to me like a real human being.
You would have paid $160.
It's possible. All I'm saying is that, you know how you joke all the time, Wombat, oh, cheapy, you should buy Midway. That's when
yes, well, that's a joke because I know you won't do it.
Right, but this could have been a real thing, and it's not now.
You're probably better off.
Probably, but I would have liked to take a look, is all I'm saying.
Eh.
I could have been a contender. All right, let's move on here.
That anomaly game, moving backwards, yeah, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
That anomaly game apparently was a very high scoring iOS game as well.
Oh, I never heard of it.
It's like reading more about it, it makes more sense now. It's considered reverse tower defense because you are the ones kind of coming in on these set tracks.
Oh, that's cool. I like that idea.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to playing more of it now that I know that it's not straight up like RTS.
All right, we'll check out. I wonder how much it is on Xbox.
I can probably tell you if you give me.
It's either 10 or 15, obviously. Yep. Well, let's move on to multi-platforming.
I believe it's $10 on the Xbox, or if you wanted the iPhone version or iPad version, it's $4.
All right. How about some Wombat's news and stuff? Multiplatforming?
Sure. Well, we already talked about how I finished Mass Effect 3.
Yes.
And and at the same time as that happens, the Consumerist had their worst company in America bracket, which Electronic Arts won, which is actually kind of a surprise. I don't know if they're necessarily the worst company in America. The number two company was Bank of America, which I definitely think is dealing with both of those companies, Bank of America probably more than Electronic Arts. I'm going to say Bank of America is a much worse company. Yeah, but
how bad could you be making video games?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, yes, do they have lots of microtransactions and day one DLC and people don't like Origin, but the worst thing that they did, and this is definitely not something that's excusable, was I don't think they did enough about the FIFA hacks, and they were a little too quick to praise the revenue they garnered from FIFA.
Right, while all that was going down. Yeah. Like, hey, look at this.
That's inexcusable and pretty much a dick thing to do. But right. I don't know if that makes them the worst company in America. It just makes them a bad company. And I don't know. Yeah.
I've still lost money on their stock. Their stock is still the only one that I've lost money on, and that game trading technologies, that horrible game trading technologies.
That's a company. You could have bought that company and GooseX and cornered the market in game trading.
Right.
EA could,
yeah,
could be a lot more consumer friendly though.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying that they're not a bad a good company. I'm just saying I don't think they're the worst company.
I think they're close to being a good company, though. Like, they make a lot of good games. They are so tied up in this, how can we grab more money from these games?
Did you see the Battlefield 3 unlock?
To unlock
all the multiplayer kits, you can spend 3,200 Microsoft points. What's that, $40?
Yep, $40.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm not offended by the option to unlock everything if you really just want to unlock everything and don't feel like playing the game.
Because at this point, if you buy Battlefield 3 and you're starting off, it's going to be tough for you.
Right. I don't have problems with the options that EA puts in place. I think they actually handle some of that stuff pretty well. They've kind of been doing that for years with all the Need for Speeds and everything, where you could just, if you don't feel like taking all the time to unlock stuff, you could just buy the car.
Right. Didn't cost $40.
Though. Right. and I've been playing Tiger Woods 13 because I picked that up. Target clearanced out the collector's edition 6 days after that game came out.
How does that
happen? I don't know. It was $35 though. And it included more courses and everything than the normal edition. I mean, that's what you get with the collector's edition.
Yeah.
It's so like overwhelming to try to understand what is going on in that game when you load it up, because there's this whole coins system and you can earn coins by playing well and meeting certain like, things like hitting greens in regulation or getting birdies, that type of stuff. You earn coins at the end of each round. And then you can use these coins to purchase plays on DLC courses. And then if you earn enough coins or you master those DLC courses, then you can actually earn those DLC courses without having to pay for them. it seems like it's a really ridiculous amount of coins you'd have to earn, but it's kind of a neat like idea, but it's so like, I'm so confused at like, okay, is this part of the game that I bought and I just haven't unlocked yet? Or is this something I have to pay for separately? Because like you see everything, you just load up this menu and there's just like all of these courses.
To buy.
Right, to buy or to use coins to play, or it's a little overwhelming. But the game's pretty good.
The game's got to be good. I mean, it was good several years ago when I played it last.
Yeah,
so. Didn't it freeze on you a couple of times, though?
It froze on me the first time I played it. I was 16 holes into an 18-hole tournament, and it froze, and I lost all that progress. I've been playing there's this Tiger Woods Legacy kind of campaign.
And yeah, where you play as him as a child, kind of that mode. Yeah.
Yeah, I played through all of his toddler missions. Now I'm on to 8-year-old Tiger.
Interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of toddlers, can everyone hear my son screaming in the background?
No.
No, okay, good.
All right, so that's something. I like Tiger. I would have bought that for $35 or whatever. $30? Either. What else we got here?
Who put this on?
I hear him screaming. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I wanted to correct this story. This is on Destructoid by Jim Sterling. A grasshopper. The headline is Grasshopper, Suda 51 developing killer is dead. And he writes, Goichi Suda is a busy boy. Not only is he working on Lollipop Chainsaw, but he has a brand new game in development. He's not busy, dude. He's just buying more expensive sandals. He's not working on the game. He's just, you know, he's just clothing shopping, basically. So I just wanted to correct that. Thank you. All right, what's next?
What is Killer is Dead? What is
that? Yeah.
They said it's not a Killer 7 sequel, but they don't really know much about it.
Okay.
It probably involves buying expensive sandals.
All right. So,
and not making a video game.
Anyway, Capcom has said that they see no difference between off-disc and on-disc DLC, defending the practice. The game, their defense is that the game already, this is in regards to Street Fighter X Tekken, or as you guys call it, fighting, that there is already an enormous amount of content out of the box, and it provides more flexibility and efficient gameplay through the game's life cycle. And there is effectively no distinction between them.
Right, except one you already have it and one you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised someone hasn't found an easy way to unlock content on the disc that you have.
To just hack it, you mean?
Yeah, like an easier way to like a way for regular people to hack into that.
I'm sure you could do it if you have a modded Xbox.
That's what I mean.
If you don't want to play online ever, then you can do it.
Exactly. There must be. I feel like there should be a way to. There's probably a way to do that without having to mod your Xbox, if it's already there, but probably not.
Right. There's not.
Yeah, there's not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't. I get that they don't see the distinction because they want to make money off of it. I think that's
right,
pretty
they
much.
They want to gouge their customers.
That's pretty much the logic behind it.
Why don't they just charge $100 for the game and include all the content? How about that business plan? And include like a stuffed animal with it.
Really, you could do the same thing that kind of Tiger Woods did. You could have a collector's edition that includes everything that costs your $80 or $100. And then you could have a normal edition that has all of the necessary like patches that allow you to play with the other people. And then those people could upgrade to the collector's edition by buying the stuff later.
Well, isn't that essentially what they did, you know, in many ways, kind of like what Mass Effect did, where From Ashes was included in the limited edition, but was DLC, day one DLC for those who didn't buy it. So you paid $80 for the game, but yours came with that $10 DLC, where I paid $60 for the game and had to pay $10 later.
But it wasn't on the disc.
Right, it's not on the disc, and it just feels sort of less insulting, I think, to like to the most hardcore fans who are probably going to buy a collector's edition anyway.
Right. If that seems like such a better strategy is if Capcom comes out and says, okay, here's the full game. If you buy the collector's edition, you get all of these characters early. If you buy the normal edition, you'll still have a chance to get those, but you're going to have to wait 2 months or 3 months or whatever to have the opportunity to buy them as DLC.
There's a way to do it so it just seems less ghastly.
I think the other issue that you come down with that is, you know, they sold out of those Mass Effect collector's editions really fast. I don't know how many, you know, it's how do you gauge how many collector editions you need to make, and do you need to add something else to it to make it more enticing?
You gauge that by pre-orders.
They stopped taking pre-orders on the Mass Effect collector's edition weeks before it came out.
Nah, but they came back. They would come back in stock if you looked, but
I don't think so. I mean, it's just a different, there's a manufacturing strategy that you need to take into account as well. Does the collector's edition have different packaging? Does it come with, you know, patches or, a pin or something stupid like that? There's different things that go along with it. Where it may not be as cut and dry as that solution. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's probably a very good idea.
It's a pretty easy solution because in this case, all you'd have to do is insert a piece of paper that had the unlock code in the collector's editions.
Right.
And then not have that code in the other editions.
People with no internet connection couldn't get it then.
And that's kind of a bummer too.
Put it on the disc. Why not just put it on the disc?
Well, I'm just saying, then you wouldn't have to print up two different copies of the disc.
Right. All right, let's move on. So Harmonix announced a new Xbox Live and PlayStation Network game called Rock Band Blitz, which is coming out this summer, which if you are a fan of Frequency or Amplitude, their earlier games for PS2, then it sounds like you're going to be pretty excited. Yeah, because this is basically
Does Harmonix still own the names Amplitude and Frequency? For video game purposes, is that
I would say no, because
those were Sony first party.
Were they Sony? Yeah. That's why I'm asking the question, because I think if they called the game Rock Band Amplitude, that would have been an awesome name for the game. Rock Band Amped.
Well, Blitz works fine.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the name. I'm just saying
it would. The cool thing about this is that it takes all of your all the songs that you already own from the previous games, except I guess for Beatles, and you can play those songs.
It also doesn't have the any Rock Band 3 on the disc songs.
Any DLC that you've purchased, it'll have.
Yeah, right? Yes, you could use all your DLC, but if it's on the Rock Band 3 disc, you can't.
Oh, you can't do it.
No.
So it does come with 25 songs, right?
And you can use those songs in Rock Band 3.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm curious to check that out. I do own a lot of DLC.
So you could play Pumped Up Kicks in Rock Band 3.
I can play, oh, yeah. What is that?
That's modern music.
Yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't understand what that song is.
Right.
It came about 4 decades after Todd Rundgren.
Right, that's too
far. Yet I know both, so that just makes me even cooler.
You're a real Renaissance man.
I am a Renaissance man. I am the Michelangelo of video game podcast hosts.
All right, let's move on here.
I beat Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Oh, how is that?
Well, we talked about last week how it was no good.
Right, I remember that.
It continued being no good.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick to that game is to realize it's no good. And if you want to keep playing it, even though it's no good, is that you have to treat it like a broken game, and then it becomes really easy. So instead of going into rooms with zombies, you kind of just can stand behind your four AI characters and just let them do most of the work, or let them kind of create a barrier to where the powerful zombies can't get to you.
Aha.
So that works. And then I'm going to spoil the ending a little bit here.
Okay, go
ahead.
Because
there's nothing to spoil really about it. I won't tell you who you fight at the very end, but so the last mission, you have your squad of four characters. You get to this point where all of a sudden you have a choice because there's multiple endings. And the choices are like, they just come out of nowhere. It's like, should we kill the guy that we've been trying to kill the whole game? or should we not do that? And I chose, let's kill him. And all of a sudden the screen comes up and two out of the four people in my group have decided to go side with him. Wow. So you have to kill both of them. That's fine.
You have to kill your teammates?
Yeah. You have to kill. I don't know how this works if you're playing cooperatively with people online.
I guess you have to kill them.
I guess. I don't know.
It's a Mexican standoff.
Yeah. So I killed all of them, but in the process of that, my buddy, the one that stuck with me through thick and thin, he died as well. And usually you can revive him. And I don't know whether this was a bug or not, because it showed me that I could revive him, but it never revived him. So I was going like mano a mano against the final boss. So he's kind of holed up in this whole level is like a warehouse. And he's holed up in this one little separate room in this warehouse. And so I go in there. Since it's cover based, I'm like trying to use cover or whatever. I go into that room with him. All of a sudden, the room just fills with zombies. He's throwing never ending supplies of grenades at me, and I die like almost instantly. So I reload it. The same scenario happens. I have to kill my two teammates. My other teammate dies. So this time, though, I go up on a catwalk outside of the room that he's in. So I don't even go into the room he's in.
Right.
And from that catwalk, with my sniper rifle, I can see his shoe. His shoe just like barely like edging out from like this crate that he's hiding behind.
I've used this strategy in previous games.
Yeah. And so I shot him with the sniper rifle 25 to 30 times in his shoe while he tried in vain to throw grenades at me at this catwalk in the next room.
Right.
And he fell over and died, and I watched the credits, and it was very satisfactory.
Shoo betcha.
How were the credits?
The credits were okay. They were pretty long. So if you play that game, if you must play that game, look for that catwalk and look for his shoe.
Go for the shoe.
Go for the shoe.
Did you shake your little tush on the catwalk?
I did not. I did take my shirt off, though, because I was I was feeling a little bit too sexy for my shirt while I was shooting him in the foot.
And you posed down during the credits?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a model. I know what you mean.
Oh, God. All right. Let's move on. Please. Please. So Amazon Instant Video is up on PlayStation 3 right now for people who have Amazon Prime. And I guess, can you rent movies there too, I guess?
Sure.
All that good shit.
I wonder if I could watch Drive on there.
Is Drive on there? I don't know. It probably is on there. You probably can. Wombat.
What? Who? What?
Even another way for you to watch Drive, bitches.
Wow. Now, can you find me 2 hours to watch it?
You had 4 hours to watch those two horrible movies.
That's because I was home alone with Elliot. And they were on the television.
All right.
Yeah, so, it would cost me $4 to rent it from Amazon.
That's good.
Or there's a different movie called Drive that would only cost me $2.99 to rent.
Mm-mm, go for the expensive one.
Hmm. But this other one has cars, and it has two guys on the cover.
It doesn't have real hero, real human being. I watched the two seasons of Jersey Shore through Amazon Instant Video entirely while taking a shit. Not one shit, but, you know, several shits over the course of several weeks. I'm good.
Is there a point to this, or are you just like saying?
It's a good show to watch while you're taking a shit, as you can imagine. It's perfect shitting material.
I'm more of a Storage Wars kind of guy, but sure.
Storage Wars is kind of shitty. Shitty friendly too. Mm-hmm. Pawn Stars is more serious. I wouldn't watch that while taking a shit.
No, you have to pay attention to the historical knowledge that they're dropping. Well,
you can learn stuff on that.
I know. That's why I like that show. They trick you into learning things.
Right.
I think, Cheapy, you should like watch Drive, this other Drive. Would you believe that it has a 4.5 out of 5 customer rating on Amazon while Your drive only has 3.5 stars.
How many reviews? How many people reviewed that?
50.
Who's in it?
Mark DeCascos and Kadeem Hardison.
Mark DeCascos and Kadeem. Okay, Kadeem Hardison was Dwayne Wayne.
That looks right.
On A Different World.
I'm going to say that looks right, even though I can just barely tell that it's a African-American man.
And Mark DeCascos was in the adaptation for Double Dragon. He was the one who actually knew how to fight.
He does,
and he's
like
also
the guy,
Iron Chef. He says, "Ale," in the words of my uncle, "Ale cuisine."
Yeah, people do like it.
And he was on Dancing with the Stars.
People are confused because it says 474,000 people like the movie Drive on Facebook on the Amazon page. That can't be right. Yeah, it's links to the other movie. So there's some people are confused, I think.
Nice.
I'm going with that.
Truly.
Let's move on here. What have you been playing on your iOS devices?
I got the Arkham City game, the Batman Arkham City Lockdown, made by NetherRealms.
I didn't know that was a game.
That is a game. It dropped in price by half. I think it was a $6 game at one point. I got it. It's dropped to $3. So I figured I'd pick it up because I like Batman. I don't know if you knew that about me. I have this
I did know that.
I kind of have a little bit of a Batman fetish.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd pick that up. It's good, but it's not as great as I thought it should be. The boss battles could be unique and fun, but the actual general combat, I find the enemies to be a little too powerful. Like the generic thugs could sometimes one hit will take off half your health.
Is the combat the same as the console game?
No, the combat's more similar, and that is more similar. And I know you've played this, which is why I'll bring it up. Is more similar to Infinity Blade, where you tap to dodge.
I see.
And then you swipe to hit, and depending upon if you swipe forward or up or down, will depend on what kind of combo you do.
Supposedly, there's new DLC coming to Arkham City. You saw that?
I didn't see that, but that's kind of cool if it's any good. But the for the Batman iPhone game, the dodge isn't as responsive as it really should be, and so it can get frustrating a little quickly. So it's hard. It's not hard to recommend at $3 if you love Batman. But if you're on the fence, I would even wait until it even drops, maybe even more.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like I did with Infinity Blade, which I bought for 99 cents.
The first one.
The first one. The first one is now $1. Dropped down from what was it at one point? That was also like $6-7,
right? Like 6 or 7, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good game for $1. If you don't have that game, if you've been holding out, that's a much better game than the Batman game. I hate to say.
Infinity Blade.
Huh? Yeah, Infinity Blade. You've played it. Or you could play Plumber Crack.
Right. Plumber Crack was a big hit on the airplane.
I bet. Have you played Infinity
Blade? Did you show
Blade
everybody
yet?
On the airplane?
No. Have I played what, Wombat?
I was asking Shipwreck if he's played Infinity Blade.
I have it. I haven't played it.
I've played it.
I know you played it. I checked the game center to see if you played it.
Oh, not for a year, though.
Yeah, I've been playing Rat on a Snowboard. It's what it sounds like. It's all right. It was free. It's by developer Donut Games, which their games are usually pretty decent. And a CAG made a game too that he sent over called Egg Drop.
Yep.
It's a game.
Where you drop eggs?
No, you don't
catch eggs.
Eggs drop from the top, and you have to tap them from keeping them from hitting the bottom.
Sweet.
It's mechanically sound. It needs some more gameplay, like something to keep me playing. It's a little too easy.
He should hire Batship Productions to consult on that.
I was gonna say, and my other suggestion is to fix the spelling error on the pause screen. I believe the word
continue?
I believe the word they want to use is continue, not continue.
Right. Yeah, but we have codes to give away for that too. If you'd like a copy of Egg Drop, we can get some codes up. He made His Adventure, a game that I played before, And I gave him some suggestions on that, and he improved that a lot based on my suggestions. So it's just
Bad ship consultants.
Yeah. It's just one guy developing it, and I think he's around 18 years old or so. So
cool.
It's pretty impressive that he's got something up and running, like multiple games up and running on iOS. So he'll make this one better. I have no doubts about that.
Soon he'll be buying GooseX for $160,000.
Yes, the maker of that game is significantly more impressive than me.
Right.
Yeah.
Except in when it comes to back hair.
There was also another, the CAG that made RPG or RPG Genie.
Yes.
He also put out a new game, and that one's free. It's called Lost in Letters. And what it is on the screen, it's pretty basic, but it's free. On the screen, it's all black and white, and the screen will just be full of X's, and you have to find the 1K that's on the screen. It's like stuff like that.
Interesting.
So it's just like visual, like tests type of stuff. But
I love visual tests. Uh-huh. This is my favorite kind of tests. Let's go on to the CAG bag and show us your tweets. Here's a tweet from Guzzy, and he wants to know, he says, a Mass Effect MMO where you level up and can command entire fleets of ships, space combat included, yay or nay?
Nay.
Yay.
I hate other people.
What do you mean other people? Oh, MMO. Why does it have to be an MMO? Why not a single player game?
Exactly. Nay.
All right. I give you a yay and a nay for each part of your statement. Lick Chan writes in and wants to know what we think about the new RoboCop movie. I don't think we know much about it, except that they're making it, right? They haven't released any.
Have you seen the Total Recall trailer?
That looks awesome.
It does. Looks pretty good.
I don't know how people can be hating on that. That looks really good. And they got the Cerebus guys from Mass Effect in there. That's good. Looks good. The cars look good. The space cars look awesome.
Yep. You know they're going to have, they have to have a three-boobed alien in it, right? Three-boobed alien chick, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And are they going to have the eyes bugging out on Mars when their helmets come off?
Oh! That's my Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall in that scene impression.
Oh!
That's pretty good. Takeo Ray writes in and asks, how can a Western company like Apple be successful in Japan while the Xbox flounders?
They make different Apple, products?
Was this Apple is, yeah, it's not, Japanese people don't dislike the Xbox just because it's a foreign product. It's a different sort of dynamic, you know? I mean, you can walk into any store and see an Apple product on display and immediately understand it and see what it does and see what's so appealing about it. When you see an Xbox on display in a store, it looks very similar to a PlayStation 3. Like, in terms of what it can do and its functionality, it's very similar to the PlayStation 3. And why take a chance on the product that is not made by Japanese people for Japanese people? And you know, they just go with what's safe, you know? It's just two totally different types of products. You know, Apple has a certain magic to it. Xbox does not have that at all.
Also one is a phone and the other one is a video game console.
Well, I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
I think for lack of a better phrase, it's like it's apples and oranges as much as it is apples and Xboxes.
Well, I mean, there's not, you got to look at how many Western.
I don't think you can compare the Apple brand to the Xbox brand. Are we comparing the Apple brand to the Microsoft brand? How many computers in Japan run Windows?
A lot.
So that there's your comparison. That's the comparison.
There's just not that many things.
You can't compare
Western.
Apple as a brand and a company to just the Xbox.
You can't. All right, Wamet says you can, so I'm going to stop talking.
It's not a valid comparison.
He's not being unreasonable. He just said that you can't compare it, so I will not compare it.
There you go. Is it shipwreck?
I don't know. They don't like Xbox.
They don't like it.
They say your games suck. When you ask them what they think of Western games, they say your games suck.
Yeah. That's mean.
I'm not saying
why
that
do they
that's
have to be so
true.
Mean?
Right.
J- Japanese people are always mean.
I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from you. Do you remember that public service announcement?
Of course I do.
Shipwreck doesn't.
I do too.
Oh, I figured you saw that and you thought it was really bad, so you just turned it off right away. Let's see here. Bump, bump, bump. Killer Reviews writes in and asks if any of us are still playing Skyrim.
Not currently.
Did you finish it?
I did. I finished the main storyline and all the guilds.
And
five
Shipwreck
guilds.
Did too, right?
I've got all the achievements in that game. Like, I could still go around and level up all of my stats if I wanted, but I'm trying to save some of that for when the DLC hits.
Right. So I'm the only one who didn't finish.
Yeah, you're a loser.
I'm a loser. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even remember where I stopped, but I don't think we got very far. But I did play for a long time. Let's see here. Mega Man 1421 writes in and asks, Cheapy, kind of late now, but how'd you get involved with sponsoring Final Round? My friend Scott, who lives here, works on Final Round. In fact, I just saw him yesterday, and he gave me this really nice CAG, thank you for your support of Final Round 15 plaque, which I have sitting on my desk right now, which was unexpected and very nice. So thank you, Final Round.
He was my favorite character in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Who?
Final Round.
Short Round, you're thinking of.
Yeah, you think?
Maybe. Huffersful. So the ship couldn't... I guess we were talking about the Orbis, Sony Orbis, and the rumors that it would not be able to play used games because you have to register the games online. So this guy writes in and says, couldn't the next-gen consoles come with a 3G-type connection? To verify a game as used, I'm sure they would gladly pay the small data transfer rates if it stops used game sales. Shipwreck?
It's a possibility, but I don't know. I just don't see them going that route.
What if I live in a basement somewhere and I want to play?
You're getting smaller and smaller. Like, you're getting very much in the minority there.
Is it going to come with like an antenna that I can... run through my house?
No, I think it's a valid point. I get lousy 3G. I don't get any 3G signal in my house, no matter where I am.
Well, then it is a valid point. I mean, several people brought this up to me because they're saying, why can't it be like the Kindle where you get the free 3G and it's very small? Like they could send potentially small bits of data to check. But I don't know. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to go this route. I think they'd have a whole bunch of issues where they're going to have a ton of headaches where people can't connect and they can't play their games. And it's going to be a major PR nightmare.
The question is, I think the billion-dollar question is, what's better for the gaming industry? To have a retailer like GameStop around where they have, you know, thousands and thousands of locations around just America. And, you know, one of the reasons why they have so many locations and they're doing so well is because of the used game business. If the used game business disappears, I think a lot of GameStop stores are going to disappear. And maybe that's not so good for the gaming industry. Maybe it's good to have those stores out in front of the people. You know, so maybe it would be work against them in the long run. You never know. And Beasley82 writes in and asks, hey, Ship, I remember your wife finding you an old arcade machine. I remember you were going to build a game room. How's the status on that? I haven't seen any more posts about it or finding any more machines.
Well, we redid the master bathroom. And then we did a bunch of other stuff around the house. And eventually I will get around to having my basement finished. And that's where the game room will be.
You just have Donkey Kong now.
I have a room in my house that has Donkey Kong and a piano. That's it.
Do you call it the Donkey Kong piano room?
That is what that room is referred to as, yes. Sometimes piano Donkey Kong room.
Does anything ever happen in there?
Like other than love making?
I don't know. Like, do you ever play Donkey Kong? Like, you go in and play Donkey Kong and Mr. Shipwreck plays the piano?
Nobody really plays the piano. That's more for just looks. That way Donkey Kong isn't just the only thing in that room.
I see.
My Donkey Kong machine right now needs a new power supply, I think. I can play it still, but the screen is wavy. So pretty much, I don't know that anybody's been in that room besides our cats for probably
Shipwreck Mansion, I'm telling
two
you.
Months.
Could you even find that room if I told you to find it?
Would it take a long time? It's only a couple rooms away from where I'm at right now.
Interesting. Well, we're learning a lot about the Shipwreck Mansion today. Donkey Kong piano room. Maybe that's all we learned. I take it all back. Anyway, I think that wraps up our show this week. I got Ty in the next room here watching Cars. It's probably going to be over soon. So I got to take him to get some lunch. That'll be beautiful. So let's give a quick plug to... Do we still have GoDaddy on here? Because I got an email from them today and they wanted to know why we haven't been making them any money recently.
Really?
Yeah, they did. They said, like, you know, your money really dropped off. What's going on? And I ignored it, as I usually do for most emails. But no, we were doing the Audible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do GoDaddy today. So GoDaddy, you can get 10% off any order for domain hosting or domain registration or web hosting. A lot of things. 10% off any order with CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order with CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. That's GoDaddy.com. Have they done anything despicable lately?
I don't think so. News?
Cool. GoDaddy.
Yeah, or safe. Something.
They probably did something.
I'm sure they did. Something awful. They're probably day one DLC, if I had to guess.
Were they number two after EA in the most hated company contest?
Number three. It was Bank of America, then GoDaddy.
And Audible, number four?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, please follow us on Twitter. CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck.
Oh, there's one more thing I forgot to mention. I spoke before that I played a little bit of that South Park game. I just wanted to make this warning to everybody. Do not buy that South Park game. It is terrible.
Oh, Tenerman's Revenge?
Yeah. The weird thing about that, too, like, if you look on Metacritic, IGN and – or not IGN, EGM? I think it's EGM and
EGM
OX.
Is still around?
No, IGN then.
Right.
Two sites, like two really well-known sites, gave that an 85.
Huh.
And everybody – I respect people's opinions. I understand people think differently about different games.
You're right. It was EGM and Official Xbox Magazine.
Yeah. And that game, like, overall on Metacritic, it has a 51. I just do not see how, like, you can be 30 points above the – over 30 points above the average Metacritic score on that game.
It's a 48 now.
Dude, somebody said ZT Game Domain gave it a 97, and it says one of my favorite Xbox Live Arcade games ever.
Insane.
With fun gameplay, witty dialogue that stays true to the show, huge levels, and a ton of fan service, this is the game South Park fans have been waiting for. How is ZT Game Domain on Metacritic and CAG is not?
This just in, Giant Bomb just posted their review. They gave it a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, Destructoid gave it a 40, GameSpot a 35, and Game Informer a 20.
It's rough. there's nothing appealing about it in any way, shape, or form. Like, even if you really love South Park, most of the jokes in there are kind of recycled.
Here's Tycoon.
There he is.
Here's Tycoon. You want to say, we're about to say goodbye to everybody, so maybe now's a time to say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can you say bread's done?
Can you say bread's done?
Bread's done.
Good job. Okay. Papa? Yeah. Okay. We're done.
Crazy Eddie's going computer crazy with an incredible selection of home computers and computer software. Atari, Texas Instruments, Commodore, Xerox. Crazy Eddie's got them all at the guaranteed lowest prices. Shop around, get the best prices you can find on computers, then go to Crazy Eddie and he'll beat them. Crazy Eddie's going computer crazy. Now's the time to get the home computer you've always wanted. Crazy Eddie, his computer prices are insane. If you're looking for a home computer, go to see Crazy Eddie now, because Crazy Eddie's greatest computer sale ever is on right now with prices that are insane.